And now to Massachusetts, where gay marriages will soon be legal and homosexual couples are racing to tie the knot. An online gay wedding business has spotted a potential niche in the wedding market. It sponsored a weekend expo in Cambridge, Massachusetts. From WBUR, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
There was no classical music at this gay wedding expo just outside Boston. Instead, a DJ pumped a pulsating beat of dance music into the exhibit hall, and the fashion show featured women in non-traditional roles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Classic Tuxedo has Jill wearing After Six, ivory two-button shawl, two pleated pants, and an off-white lay-down shirt.
The Gay Wedding Expo looked like any other straight bridal show, with caterers, photographers, and florists. In fact, the majority of the companies vying for the same-sex wedding business are straight-owned. Most of the couples tasting the cakes and looking at the floral arrangements were women. Marcia Gomes and Jen Matthias said when planning their June 2005 wedding on Cape Cod, they found a beach house and caterer online, but they didn't know if they were gay-friendly. So, years after coming out to their families, friends, and coworkers, Gomes and Matthias came out to their caterers.
So we sent an email to that effect, and the caterer was really, really supportive.
And then we could tell he CC'd his response to the person who owns the property.
And
waiting, no response. So he said, well, apparently you don't want the money. That's fine. We'll go elsewhere.
At another booth, an array of invitations suggests appropriate wording for weddings, civil unions, and commitment ceremonies. Petra Aldridge and her partner Erica Nonkin got engaged a year and a half ago and are planning a wedding for fall next year. Nonkin says the invitation will convey a lot to her family.
I'm a little nervous about the invitations because it's going to be the first way that a lot of my relatives know that I'm gay.
Yes.
By inviting them to the wedding.
Isn't that a bit daring?
It is. But I've tried having conversations with them a number of different times, and they just have this wall of denial. And so I figure maybe this will be a heads up. You know?
So how do you come out on a wedding invitation? The women turn to Joanne Lapson of Outvite, a company that offers invitations for same-sex couples.
This is the first time that I've heard about that dilemma specifically. And one of the things that we've done on our website is we've put together a wording etiquette section so that we're helping people, because the wording is all different and it's all new and people are learning as they go.
Lapson says one big difference is that very few same-sex wedding invitations mention the parents, because they usually aren't footing the bill. What accounts for the difference? Gay weddings are smaller. But many in the wedding industry here in Massachusetts expect that to change, with same-sex marriages soon to be legal.
Diamond cut. I don't want the diamonds. He wants the diamonds in his, but I don't need diamonds in mine. They'll get ruined at work.
For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.